Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm Hannah, a singer, writer, speaker, podcaster, and certified biblical counselor. I'm honored to be your host along this journey to stronger faith, holiness, emotional restoration and healing, and deliverance for the millennial woman. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our hearts in pursuit of a life that is distinct, set apart, and built on the practical foundation of God's truth. She is walking in power. She's walking in freedom. Without a doubt, all will know that she's marked. Ladies, welcome back to the She's Marked podcast. I'm Hannah, your host, and it is my pleasure to be here with you all today. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to warmly welcome you, and I hope you do come back again. I have a special guest here with me today. Her name is Amy Niblack, and she is a homeschool mama of six children, ages 6 to 17. After learning the hard way, she is now passionate about helping other moms simplify their lives so they can live with purpose in their motherhood calling. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing excellent. And you know what? I was really looking forward to this conversation today. Just before we started the recording, I was sharing with you that today was a little wonky. So I'm so grateful to just be listening to you talk about simplifying our lives and some of the other things that you'll be sharing with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
So tell us, Amy, what is your story? Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'll try to give you somewhat the short version since I'm not a spring chicken anymore. But I grew up in central Pennsylvania on a small farm, and I was the oldest of five. It was a Christian family. I went to a Christian school all my life and came to Christ at a young age. I can't say I've always followed him perfectly, but for the most part, like, he's been the high priority in my life. And then skipping forward a few years, I actually met my husband online, AOL Instant Messenger. It's not even like a thing these days, but
right.
So we met and we finally met in person and talked and kind of were off and on for a few years, went our separate ways and kind of kept in contact a bit. And a few years later, we finally decided, yep, this is it. And he proposed to me at the top of Pikes Peak in Colorado Springs. We were married in 2004, so we've been married for almost 19 years now. This summer, it'll be 19 years. And like you said earlier, when you introduced me, I'm currently a homeschool mom of six living children, ages 6 up to 17. This is my only year with a kindergartner and a senior and all the different grades in between. So after this, it'll start going down. But right now, yeah, there's six in school, so...
Yeah. Now, how has that experience been? Just the homeschooling mom and then having obviously the difference in ages. How has that been for you, Amy?
It's been really good. It's definitely a learning process, and I can't say it's like, you know, a piece of cake or anything.
Yeah.
But it's been well worth it. I was one of those people, I always said, I am never going to be a homeschool mom. But God definitely changed my heart on that. And I've been homeschooling for 12 years now. And, you know, it's definitely been a bonus, you know, just not just with teaching our children, you know, about God through all subjects, but also with my husband's job. He moves around every few years, so it's been a smooth transition as far as schooling goes. So that's been a blessing in disguise.
That's so good. That takes the pressure, the additional pressure of like attendance and things like that off.
Yes.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So talk to me, Amy, what are some of the things that you're passionate about?
Well, I'll start probably with a few just like general ones. You know, I like reading. I like arts and crafts. I like horses a lot. I grew up having horses on our small farm. So that's something I miss. And I also like natural health and wellness kind of things. But as far as like deeper topics, I am really passionate about growing in Christ and my relationship with Him, and also pointing my children towards Him and equipping them for the things they're going to be coming into contact with in this world, all the different cultural lies. I especially like equipping them with apologetics, because that answers like why we believe what we believe. And that's been really helpful. And then recently, I've been more passionate about equipping moms who are behind me in the motherhood journey, back where I was, and helping them to really embrace their calling as a Christian mom.
Amen. That's wonderful. I love what you said about the, I love all of what you said, but I really deeply resonated with what you said about the apologetics for kids, because that is certainly a passion of mine too, especially raising kids and in any time, but really in today's time. I think it's so important for kids to know what they believe, why they believe it, and be willing to challenge and defend it. So I love that, Amy. Now, you're obviously a more seasoned mom. What are some of the challenges that you have faced while raising your children throughout the years and even currently?
There's definitely been the ups and downs. One thing that's been hard for me is being like consistent and intentional, especially in the early motherhood years. I felt like I wasn't that. And then, like I said earlier, we move around every few years. So that starting over, the kids leaving their friends and having to help them navigate finding new friends and building a new community, that's been challenging, but it's been a blessing as well. And then the most challenging part in motherhood has been the loss of my second pregnancy. It was twin girls. I lost them due to complications from premature rupture of membranes. And that was just definitely a challenging season dealing with that grief. And I did have, you know, my oldest at the time. So that was a plus into that. But and then since then, I've had multiple miscarriages. So that's definitely been a challenge for me. Like, that's been my biggest challenge in motherhood, is losing babies.
Yeah, no, that's not easy at all, Amy. And I'm so sorry. I know that you do share some of that in the For the Moms feature. Amy is one of our featured moms, and she talks about grief and loss and faith in those times, and how God has walked her through those very difficult seasons. So with that, Amy, what, I guess with all of what you shared, what wisdom have you drawn from those challenges?
So going back to being consistent and intentional, like, that consistency I've learned really pays off. It's hard in the middle of it, but in the long run, it makes things easier. So stick with it. Another phrase that pops up all the time is bloom where you're planted. And I've learned that, you know, our whole outlook on, even if we're at a location that I might not necessarily pick as my first choice, God will grow you in those places, and He has something for you in every season of life, no matter where He's placed you.
Yeah.
And then with the loss, the trusting God, even when it's hard, I've had to learn to, like, this is not my life. It's His. He has a bigger plan than I can even imagine. And trusting Him in that is something I've had to learn. I've learned that He's with me even in those hard times. Especially with the loss of my twins, I looked back and you could see His hand in all these little things, showing me that He was with me even when I didn't feel good at that time. And then He uses those challenges to encourage and help others. I've been able to really relate to other people who have had miscarriages or infant loss or even a loss of a child or a husband, you know, just that big loss, because I've been there. So that's been something God has used in my life for sure.
I think it's so powerful how God can and does use the valleys that we've walked through. If we will allow Him, He uses them in us for those who are around us. And that's so important, you know, because as humans, and it, particularly as mothers, we need to know that we're not the only ones going through some of the wildernesses that we go through. And it's in that support and in that encouragement, I find that it's where women are able to thrive and grow and hold on, even if it's for just another second, just another step, they're able to hold on and endure. Another thing that came to mind as you were just sharing that, Amy, is that you're so right. With the Lord, our pain and our suffering is never in vain. Even if we don't immediately have the answers, or even if we're not immediately able to make sense of it, God has a plan. And you're right, in hindsight, we can look back and see where He was involved the entire time, even when we felt like we were solo. So I praise God for that. Talk to us about chaos as it relates to mothers and their role.
In talking to a lot of moms, chaos is a word that pops up a lot. But first, like if we think about what our role is as a Christian mom, and our role is to point our children to Christ. So chaos is those things that are taking us away from that end goal. This distracts us. I think back to when I was a young mom. I had 4 kids, I don't know, 7 and under. And that's kind of like was my breaking point. You know, my house was a wreck. I would always hope no one stopped by unannounced. I felt like, you know, I was busy all day, but did nothing, you know, and I wasn't being intentional with what I was doing. I just felt stressed all the time. And because of that chaos in my life, it contributed to me losing patience, which is another big thing. Like probably a third of the moms I talk to say they lose patience, or they wish they had more patience. And
oh yeah.
Yeah. So I find, yeah.
Today was that day for me, by the way.
Yes. So I had a lot of those days when my children were young. And once I realized like I was contributing to that, like that feeling of overwhelm and that stress, and then lashing out at my children. So that chaos really contributes that, and it takes away from like what we really should be striving for as moms.
Yeah. Chaos is definitely a robber of so many things. What are some of those things that you believe fuel the chaos that moms are facing? You mentioned just now, obviously, in some cases, when you have multiple children, you have young children, sometimes the day can just get off, and then it becomes 2 days, 3 days, a week, months, and you're just off track. What are some of those things that fuel the chaos, you believe?
Yes, I definitely think there are certain seasons when you are going to be busier. If you have a lot of littles, like it's just going to be busy no matter what you do. You can simplify to your heart's content, and it's still going to be busy because little ones are busy. But I think we have a lot of a society that contributes to that, such as, you know, the different cultural expectations that you have your children involved in all these extracurricular activities or play dates in order to be a good mom. And so you're too busy. We tend to have too much stuff. We want to buy our kids all the latest toys or give them the things we didn't have growing up. And more stuff means more to pick up, especially when they're little.
Yes.
They can't help very much themselves.
And yeah.
You're doing all of it. And then another big thing is like those outside influences that you allow into your home via maybe movies or TV shows or video games, depending on what they are. They can contribute either directly or indirectly to bad attitudes and disobedience. And when your children are not behaving like that, obviously,
yeah,
fuels the chaos for sure.
I'm so glad that you mentioned the last one. I agree with you 100% on all of the bullet points that you mentioned, but I really, really find that the outside influences play a major role as well. And I know in my home in particular, we are very rigid about what our kids watch. And some of the things can be seemingly harmless, but it's just undertones of even just the slightest disrespect to the parents, you know, watching a movie where a child will be corrected, or even a teen will be corrected or reprimanded for something. And they're like, you know, they scream at the parent, I hate you. And they're slamming doors and stuff. And it's so funny. My husband and I always look at our girls and we're like, that doesn't work here. Just so you know, and we'll change it. Or if we don't change it, it's like we address it every time. Like, that's not real life. It's not going to fly here. So that is so critical. I do believe very strongly that outside influences are certainly one of those things that fuel the chaos that we face as mothers. How do you believe, and this is part of the next question that I'm going to ask pertaining to culture, but how do you believe culture is shaping present day motherhood?
Like I mentioned before, like there's all these expectations that are put on moms today. And I feel like even in the church, you have those. You have those super moms in quotations that feel like they're doing, their kids are on all these things and they seem to have it all together. And it just makes normal moms like us feel like, oh, well, I'm not doing all that. I must be a bad mom.
Yeah.
And so that like pushes mothers in a certain direction. There's also so many lies today in our culture that go against what the Bible says. And some of them are even starting to work their way into the American church. So we need to be aware of those as moms and have to be combating those and equipping, being more intentional than ever in addressing those lies that are out there, having our children hear from us and what the Bible says about them, definitely being very proactive in how we handle motherhood in this day and age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Amy, give us some practical tips. I think this is probably one of the questions that I was most looking forward to. give us some practical tips and routines that can create major shifts for moms and their homes.
Well, for me, a big one, which I've talked about it already, is being aware of what your priorities are. Once you've identified your priorities, and as Christian moms, you know, our personal walk with God and teaching our children about God should be one of them. Our marriage should be one of them. And then each person like has your own, you have your own passions or priorities for your family, but knowing what they are and then cutting out the things that don't line up with those, because like I said, we just keep thinking we have to do all these things, but a lot of times they don't really align with what God has called us to do or be for our children, our family, and they're just taking away from those things. So identifying those distractions, that will help cut out any unnecessary busyness. And then a big one for me was building daily and weekly routines. So I'm not a very scheduled person. I'm very type B personality. I'm not, you know, I don't care about the list, but I've had to learn to be more organized than I was naturally, you know, having six children and homeschooling them. So building a basic daily routine, like it usually is the same. You wake up about the same time, you do the same things, school, homeschooling's at a certain time, and then having like anchors throughout your day. So if things kind of go crazy, you can kind of go back to that next big anchor. So usually it's meals. When you have littles, it's nap time, you know, as a big consistent anchor in your day. And then evening bedtime, especially for littles, like they thrive on routines. And so that's been super helpful for me personally. And then another big one was menu planning. I was one of those people, like I would just go shopping. I would be like, oh, I could do this. I'll grab chicken. I could make whatever. I'll grab some pasta. I'll grab, you know, this and that. And then I would stand there and look in my freezer, look in my pantry at 5 o'clock, like, okay, what am I going to make? Okay, I'll make this. And then I'll look for the ingredients. And of course I was missing something. So I spent a lot of time stressing about like what I was going to make and not being prepared. So just a simple menu plan, like writing down some easy meals. I would have backup meals, usually two backup meals that are always available in case my plan gets thrown off or I forget to put my meat, you know, whatever in the crock pot in the morning. You know, I had something to fall back on, but that's been a game changer for me. Another tip is you know, simplifying where you can. Decluttering is a big thing, and I don't feel like you have to be a minimalist to embrace decluttering. As moms of children, all kinds of things just are constantly making their way into your home. They're making things, you know, the paper crafts and books and pictures, all the little toys they get from miscellaneous, like it just adds up and then it's everywhere.
Amy, why are you in my house right now? Like, why?
Because I've been there. I know. So I remember when, again, that point when my kids were young, we had a playroom because we lived in North Dakota. It's cold 7 months of the year and it was amazing. But that playroom was a disaster. And we had so many toys. And when I got rid of a lot of toys, or you can rotate toys, you know, put some away and then get them back out. I'm not great at rotating, being that type B personality that I am. But having less toys, less to clean up, really was a game changer.
Less is best.
Yes.
Amy, those were some really amazing points. Moms, if you're listening, if you have to rewind the episode, go back, get your pens, get your notebooks, and really jot those things down. I love those practical tips that you mentioned. I like especially, what was it? Being aware of your priorities, menu planning. That's definitely an area that I am. It's an area that's in progress for me, but I'm seeing one, how in that particular area, I'm wasting some serious time. Now, once in a while, I'll plan ahead, but I need to be consistent with it, continually consistent. I think that will make some major shifts in my day.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that practical wisdom that we can apply.
You're welcome.
Now, you have talked, I've heard you mention this specific phrase, simple living. So in your words, Amy, tell us, what is simple living and what does the simplified life look like?
So when I think of simple living, I think of cutting out distractions and the busyness and focusing on your priorities. As Christians, it's the reason why. Why do we do that? And it's because we want to have that time and space to focus on what God has called us to as Christian moms and, you know, whatever else He's called us to. So it has a reason behind it. It's not just, oh, so I'll be less busy or, oh, so I can do the things I love. It's so I can intentionally grow my relationship with God. I can intentionally invest in my children and raising them for the glory of God. It's so, oh, I have time and I have space to spend time with my husband when he gets home. And I'm not just like running for the, you know, a bath or a walk or whatever, you know, as soon as he walks in the door and you need a break. You have that space. And so when I think of a simple life, I think a peaceful life, you know, lived by intention, I think of it being focused on what God has called you to do.
Mm. And that creates so much space. I think of the phrase as you were talking, I think of the phrase, keeping the main thing, the main thing.
Yes.
Earlier you talked about even just a lot of the expectations and external pressures that are kind of looming for mothers, and that can create this sort of false narrative of things that are not necessities. They're not even really things, but in order to, I guess, be relevant or measure up, you make them things. We can make those things for us. But keeping that righteous perspective, keeping the main thing, and then letting other things fall around that is so useful.
Yeah, I think another thing that helps is when we remember like that we're living in this world, but we're not of this world. And we keep that eternal perspective that really helps, you know, us focus on the right things.
So true. So true, Amy. Now, in your work, how do you help overwhelmed moms move toward simple living?
So as of now, I actually have a few different ways that I'm doing that. 3 years ago, about, I started a blog, Mama Reflections. And in that, I encourage moms in their motherhood. I encourage them in their faith. And then I also give the practical tips for simplifying so you can be the better mom and, you know, have space to grow in your faith. I'm also helping moms, encouraging them with the similar topics on social media. And I also have coaching where I work directly with moms to help them figure out their priorities and identify their distractions in life. And then I help them build the routines and streamline their lives and cut out, you know, those unnecessary things or streamline them so they're a little easier. Like there's certain tasks you're always going to have to do. Like you have to feed your family, you have to do the laundry.
Yeah.
But there are ways to make that a little bit easier. Then once they've been able to create some space, then they are able to build back those things that should be prioritized, such as their relationship with God and their relationship with their family. So basically, I'm helping them be intentional, word I use a lot, in their motherhood calling.
I love that. And ladies, something that just came to my mind is you're not weak and you're not a failure if you reach out for help. The Bible talks about being teachable, having a teachable spirit. And so there is no manual for motherhood. It's one of those things that you learn as you go. As you're raising your children and you're teaching them, you're actually becoming as well. And so services and coaching and help like what Amy offers is a valuable, valuable tool. So I encourage you, if this, from what you have heard from Amy today, if being intentional, living a simplified life, if chaos or any of those other things are challenges for you, reach out for assistance. Please look into her services and we'll talk more about where you can find Amy at the end of this episode today. So Amy, when we first connected, one of the things you mentioned was being intentional, as you've talked about pursuing God's purposes for your life versus getting so distracted by culture and other things. Can you talk a little bit more about that and why it's necessary?
Yeah, for sure. I really feel like it's necessary because you do have to be intentional. I was picturing like if you're floating down a river on a tube, you're just kind of going with the flow. And if you're not being intentional, that's kind of like what we tend to do. We tend to just kind of live our day-to-day life. We do what people think we should do or what we feel like being a good mom is, and we just go with the flow. Whereas God's wanting us to pursue Him, and that's going against the current of current society. So you have to work and you have to swim and push yourself to go that way. It's not the easy way. So that's why I feel like it just takes that intentionality. And I think what's helpful in those moments, like when you're thinking, oh, this is too hard, is remembering we only have this one life and we are to live it for the glory of God. It's not to live for our own pleasures. And when we have that perspective, it really helps in the mundane, like the changing of the diapers, the washing of the dishes. Like we can glorify God in those things. And in how we interact with our children and with our husbands, when we're available to help fellow moms in times of need, able to take their children if they need help or bring them a meal, we're being intentional in the mundane of everyday living. And that really gives us the opportunities that God has, you know, called us to do or be.
Amen. Amen. Intentionality. That is the word of the day. And you're so right. It's never going to be easy. It's not going to be total ease and comfort. It is going to take a level of effort and determination that just comes with the territory. But constantly reminding yourself, as Amy mentioned, of your why, constantly reminding yourself that this is not our life. This is the life that God has given us. And these are the ministries and the assignments that He's given us. We're doing it as unto Him. I know that's something that I have to constantly remind myself of each and every day when something can become repetitive or mundane, or even if something is bothering me, maybe there was an interaction that wasn't so pleasant and God is calling me to be Christ-like in my responses, Christ-like in my thought life, Christ-like in the inner workings of my heart. I have to remember, I'm doing this unto the Lord. I'm doing it unto Him. He's my audience. I'm doing it to Him, for Him.
Yes. That's so good.
So what is one piece of advice that you would give to your younger self, Amy?
For me, it would be to let go of those things that don't matter and be willing to step out of your comfort zone into what God's called you to be. I'm definitely like a fly under the radar kind of a person. And as I've grown in my walk with God, there's been more and more times He's asking me to step out of my comfort zone. And, you know, looking back, I wish I had done that a lot sooner.
Yeah. Dear mothers, this thought just came to me. On the surface, you are bearing children, you're bringing forth children, you're raising them, you're caring for them. But this journey of motherhood is truly, if you choose to look at it from God's lens, it's a dancing where we are learning trust. You truly have to learn how to trust God. And so He picks a long, slow process. Sometimes the process can be grueling, depending on the types of experiences that you're having. It can be a grueling process. It can be daunting. It can be mundane. But the Lord is establishing trust in us as He focuses on His personal relationship with us outside of our children, outside of our families. He is building trust, the ability to have faith. He's increasing our faith. So moms, I encourage you with that to continue to trust the Lord. Be willing, as Amy said, to be uncomfortable and be taken out of your comfort zone. It's not just the Lord just challenging you with no purpose, but He wants to build that trust. He wants to build your ability to trust in Him as Father and as Lord. Amy, give us a scripture. As we prepare to close, give us a scripture that keeps you anchored, and then tell us why that scripture keeps you anchored.
So for quite a few years now, my verse has been James 1:5, which talks about like, if you lack wisdom, ask of God and He will give it to you generously. And as a mom, there's so many times I feel like, you know, I don't have the wisdom I need to deal with, you know, these issues or these challenges, and I need your wisdom. And so that's really inspired me along the way. Another quick one that I really love is John 15:5, that is talking about, you know, abiding in Him as the vine, and apart from Him, we can do nothing. So remembering, like, it's not in my own strength that I can do this, it's with God. So that wisdom and that abiding in Christ has made all the difference for me.
Amen. Wisdom and abiding. Amy, thank you so much for all this wisdom that you have shared with us today. It has been abundant. There's lots to stew on here, and I'm so very grateful for you.
Thank you. It's been really good to be here.
Now, a few more things before we wrap up today. Tell listeners where they can find you. Websites, emails, anything, social media. Where can we find you, Amy?
Okay, so I'm most active on my blog, mamareflections.com, and on Facebook under Amy Niblack. And I also have a Facebook group, Christian Moms Living on Purpose. You can find that via my personal Facebook page. My coaching is, the website for that is onpurposemama.com. I'm also on Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, but I'm not as active on those. However, you can find the links on my blog, and hopefully in time, I'll be a little bit more active on some of those. But yeah, Facebook and my blog are the main places.
Perfect. And ladies, I will have all that information in the show notes for you so that you can easily access it. And so, Amy, before I let you go, we are going to change pace just a little bit and just lighten things up. I have a lightning round for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we just have a few questions here. The first is Altoids or Tic Tacs?
Tic Tacs.
Okay. What is your ideal outside temperature?
75, probably.
Are you more cautious or more bold?
Cautious.
Same here. At which store would you like to max out your credit card? Not that we're encouraging debt, but I'm just saying, humor me here.
Oh man, that is a hard one. Probably Old Navy. I have the best for everybody.
Yes, the whole family. Okay, what is the oldest thing in your fridge right now?
Oh, probably some shredded coconut that's a couple of years old. We've only been in this current house for like, well, actually, it's been 3 years, so nothing can be older than that.
Now, really, just out of curiosity, what do you use the coconut for?
On top of sweet potato casserole.
Oh, or nice.
Greek yogurt or something like that sometimes.
Nice, nice. And the last one, just for good measure, soft tacos or hard tacos?
Soft
tacos. Amy, it has been fun and it has been so insightful. Thank you again for your time and for being with me here today on the podcast.
Thank you again for having me.
That's it for today, but the journey continues. Visit shesmarked.com for more episodes, to make a donation, or to check out the Marked Life blog. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, tell a friend, and consider leaving a review. Remember, the word tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. As you go through this week, remember to walk as children of light.